It's The Business.
The Hot Desk with Mary O'Neill on WLR.
Thanks to MK Brazel, Chartered Accountants and Tax Advisors.
Hello, good evening and welcome to The Hot Desk. I'm Suzanne Parker and I'm sitting in for Mary O'Neill this week and next. Great to have your company this evening on a dark January night. This programme is brought to you by MK Brazel, Chartered Accountants and Tax Advisors. So coming up on tonight's programme, we're going to be talking to some of the people making waves in the world of business, creativity and innovation here in Waterford. We're going to hear from Linda Lawton from Waterford Chamber of Commerce to speak about the South East Jobs and Skills Fair being held in the Granville Hotel this February. I'm also going to be joined in studio by Claire Mooney from Network Ireland Waterford Branch, who has just begun her presidency and will look forward to the year ahead. But first, I'm delighted to be joined by Claire Moriarty from Anita Canby Mortgages to look forward to the 2026 mortgage market. Hi, Claire. Thank you very much for joining me on the programme.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I am very good. What we are going to talk about today is 2026. We're in January. We're looking towards the new year. And we're going to talk about mortgages, mortgage trends. So before we jump into everything that we have in store for the year, tell me, what are we optimistic about 2026 in terms of mortgages and lenders?
We are indeed. What we're seeing for 2026 and what we're predicting is we're going to see rates ease off a little bit, level off. We've gone from the highs of interest rates in 2023, where they're up to max. We've seen reductions in 24 and 25. So we're seeing 2026, they're expecting rates to level. The European Central Bank base rate, which governs rates in Ireland, that has been reducing over the last couple of years, as I say, they're saying they don't predict any rate decreases in the coming year. But what we do have in Ireland is a lot of competition between the lenders. So because of that competition, we will see some slight kind of better deals from lenders, a little bit of competition between them. This week alone, we've seen Avant Money reduce their rates. And Permanent TSB also reduced their fixed rates. So that competition is good for borrowers. So going forward to 2026, a little bit of easing off of rates, but the competition may see some decreases. So it's probably a good time for people at the moment who are coming off fixed rates, who are on high variable rates, to look at possibly switching or remortgaging to avail of some of those new competitive fixed rates.
Brilliant. And as you mentioned there, there's competition in the market here in Ireland. There's new lenders actually coming in. I know in the last year, NUA and MoCo and things like that, over the last couple of years, have kind of sprung up. And over then this year, we are expecting some new people to come into the market too.
There is, yeah. Ourselves as a broker here in Waterford, we have seven different lenders that we have an agency with, and there are talk of a few more coming to Ireland, which will definitely help that competition. You know, it'll help borrowers to get a better deal from the lenders. So it definitely pays to shop around. Don't just go to your own bank, your own lender. Definitely look at what's out there. You're looking at rates between 3%, say fixed rates, lowest to 3%, up to 5.5%, almost 6%. So to shop around is the best thing to do. If like the difference between if you look at a 100,000 mortgage, I've just used an example here, 100,000 mortgage over 25 years, the difference could be up to €150 per month between the highest and the lowest rate out there. So the competition is good, but you need to shop around. You need to have a look at what every lender is offering.
Yeah. And I remember when I got my own mortgage, I think it was 2018. And I had a lovely fixed rate from Bank of Ireland of 2.3. And then 5 years later, when it was coming to the end of it, I think they were offering me another rate of 4.2. So it was a huge change in comparison 2018 to when it ended in 2023. And that's why you have to shop around. You've got to go and look and see what is out there for you.
Exactly, yes. When you come off a fixed rate with the lender, they will write to you, they will show you all the rates that are available, that they have available at that time. If you ignore the letter, if you don't reply back to them, they'll put you onto the standard variable rates. And at the moment, variable rates are quite high. So it's to contact your own lender, look at what fixed rates are available, but look at all the other rates on the market as well.
Perfect. Well, looking at somebody that's kind of considering, right, it's time to go for a mortgage. Explain to people a little bit about thresholds and how the calculations and what they need to kind of put together and what they can expect.
The biggest thing somebody considering buying or taking out a mortgage is prepare early. So get into us as quickly as possible. The last thing you want is to find that perfect home, fall in love with it and not be mortgage ready. So we would always say to people, come to us as early as possible, get yourself mortgage ready. So you're talking 6-12 months before you're even ready to purchase. But with the lenders then, there's some general rules. You can borrow, if you're a first-time buyer, you can borrow up to 4 times gross income. Second time, it's 3.5 times your gross income. So that will give you a guideline as to the max mortgage you can take out. So the lender will look at that 4 times rule. Then they're going to look at the net income left over every month. So living expenses for the family, whoever's going to be living in the property, they look at general living expenses. Is it going to be one person, 5 people? So your net income needs to cover those living expenses and any other outgoings. If you have any car loans, credit cards, again, your income needs to cover that with enough left over then to service that mortgage repayment. So when you look at the 4 times rule, yes, you may qualify for 4 times your income, but if you have high outgoings, that will reduce the amount you can borrow. And the third rule then that the lenders look at, and this is one that catches a lot of people, is you have to demonstrate for a period of 6 months that you can afford that. You have to show the lender and show yourself, demonstrate yourself that you can afford that monthly repayment. So you do that by either saving the set amount. So say your mortgage repayment is going to be 1,200 a month. You need to show that you can put aside 1,200 a month and still have enough to live on. Each lender will look to see that for the last 6 months. So it is something that catches a lot of people, that they haven't demonstrated. They might have their 10% deposit, they might have all their savings together, but over the last 6 months, they haven't demonstrated that they can pay that mortgage back. So that's why we say get in early. We'll look at all the finances, advise, do you need to go and save? Do you have enough savings? But that is one of the rules that the lenders are quite strict on. Show us that you can afford that monthly repayment. And as I said, you do it through savings. If your existing rent is similar to what the new mortgage repayment has been, that's you demonstrating again that you can afford that monthly repayment. So as I say, it's very important to get in early and be prepared and talk to us as early as possible.
And that's one question we get asked over and over again, is about whether payments for rental would be considered that repayability. And honestly, my answer is listeners go talk to the broker. So thank you for answering that. But also in the market at the moment, there's an awful lot of things changing in terms of different equity schemes that are available. And there has been increases in the valuations of equity schemes. How does that affect and how many banks are on board with those equity schemes?
So the first home scheme would be the main equity scheme at the moment. There are three main lenders in Ireland are part of that scheme. So how the scheme works, it's available to first-time buyers, to anyone either considering buying a new build property, if you're building your own property, or part of the tenant purchase scheme. So if you've received a notice of termination from your landlord, you can avail of this scheme. So how it works is when you look at the max you qualify for, so if you're looking at your 4 times rule, you're looking at the max mortgage, you're looking at your deposit, so you have to have a minimum of 10% of the purchase price. So between your max mortgage and your deposit and the purchase price of the property, if there's a shortfall, the scheme will make up the shortfall. So basically the government will give you between 20 to 30% of the purchase price of that property in exchange to 20 to 30% of an equity share. So yes, the government is getting an equity share in your property, but they are putting up 30% or 20% of the purchase price of the property. Yeah. So the scheme itself, it is great to help people get on the property ladder. The interest rate, then there is a cost for it. You pay nothing for the first 5 years. And after 5 years, then there is an interest charge, but it's very low. It's 1.75%. And that's fixed for as long as the scheme is in place. So you purchase a property now, the government help you out with that 20% share. Equity share. In 10 years time, you decide to sell the property and move on. Whatever the sale price is, whatever the value is at that time, you give back that percentage then, 20% of that current value back to the government to buy them back out of the scheme. So it is a great one to help people get on the property ladder where they find that there's a shortfall between what they qualify for and the purchase price of the house. And that scheme then is very similar. That's the first home scheme. There's also the affordable housing scheme, which would be very similar to that scheme, but it would be a designated affordable development.
And something great about those schemes as well, I've read recently, they extend them all to, I think, newly divorced people and also people buying a house they're currently renting. I think it's called the New Start side of it, which I found very interesting because you don't have to, it doesn't have to be your very first time buying something if it's your first time trying to rebuy after a divorce, which is great. And it just helps people, again, when property prices are so high, to get that section of equity helped with.
Exactly, yes. So as I was saying, the tenant purchase scheme, you get a notice of termination from your landlord. You have the option then to go and purchase that property and use the scheme to help you purchase. So yes, it is. It's great. We've seen a lot of people availing of it, a lot of people taking it up. So it's great that the support is there. In addition to that, the first home scheme, there's also the help to buy. So the help to buy scheme would be any tax that you've paid over the last 4 years, you will get that back to use as a deposit for a to purchase a property. So it's available again to first time buyers buying a new build or building their own property. So they will get the tax back and they use that as a deposit to go towards the purchase. So if you find you're looking to purchase your first home, you don't have the full 10% that you need to buy, you're short on your 10% savings, the scheme will make up the difference. It's up to either 10% of the purchase price under the first homes and under the help to buy scheme or 30,000. So 30,000 would be the max you can get under that scheme. But another great one to help people get on the property ladder.
Look, I'm conscious of time here, but there's just a couple of things that I want you to kind of talk about before I let you go. Special conditions and loan offers that are coming through at the moment. So they've gone through with you, they've got their loan offer. There's an awful lot of conditions that are coming through now that are a little bit more working, a little bit problematic in terms of gift letters and things like that. Are you seeing a kind of a process or a theme with the banks at the moment for what they're looking for and what they're looking for additional information on?
The biggest one that we would see is probation. So the banks, if you have changed jobs and you're in a probation period, the lenders are quite strict on that. So you have to, they will approve you now. They'll say, yes, we will give you this loan, but we will not allow you to draw down the funds unless you've completed your probation period. So if you're on probation, give us a call, talk to us, we'll get you through that. But the lenders, they are quite strict on it. Gifts as well. If you're getting a gift towards the purchase, the bank want to see those gifted funds. They want the person giving you the gift to give a declaration to say it is a gift, it's not refundable. And they also want to see the funds in the account. So we are seeing that. They seem to be something that comes up at the last minute with the lender saying, well, look, show us these gifted funds are there, that you do have enough to purchase the property. So probation and gift will be the main ones we would see. And even if we have people who are not permanent in their job, But that's not as big a deal as the probation period. So if you are on probation or you're considering changing jobs, I'd say give us a call, get in early, and we can look at that and look at your options.
Brilliant, Claire. Before I let you go, anyone looking for more information, if they're looking to go to you to start the process, where do they go and what should they do?
Yeah, we'd be delighted if they give us a call. So I'm with Anita Camby Financial, so they can check out our website, Anita Camby, C-A-M-B-I-E, anitacamby.ie. Email us at info@anitacamby.ie or give us a call, 051-821-774. But I said, as early as possible, give us a shout. I said, we've agencies with 7 different lenders, so we will look at all the options for you, save you having to run around to all the banks and find out our rates, and there's a lot in it. So we do all that for you. So we'd be delighted if people give us a call.
Brilliant, Claire. Thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks very much, Suzanne.
And once again, thank you to Claire for joining me on the programme from Anita Camby Mortgages. Now, coming up in the part 2, Network Ireland's President Claire Mooney is joining us in studio to talk about the busy year ahead.
The Hot Desk with Mary O'Neill, WLR's business programme.
Thanks to MK Brazel, Chartered Accountants and Tax Advisors. It's the business.
The Hot Desk with Mary O'Neill on WLR.
Thanks to MK Brazel, Chartered Accountants and Tax Advisors.
Welcome back to The Hot Desk, sponsored by MK Brazel, Chartered Accountants and Tax Advisors. I'm Suzanne Parker and I am sitting in for Mary O'Neill for this week and for next. Up next, Network Ireland has begun their plans for 2026 and their new president, Claire Mooney, is with me in the studio. Claire, thank you very much for joining me in the studio today and very good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Suzanne.
Firstly, congratulations. You have just got your presidency. You started off the year all in very excitement. Tell me a little bit about, like, before we look forward, tell me a little bit about your own background and your own business.
Okay. So I run a business called Reduce Costs with my husband, and we help other businesses to keep an eye on their energy pricing and their contracts and save them money that way. It's a free service that we offer to businesses around Waterford and Wexford. And when I started in that business, which myself and Mick took over from my father, I realised that working with my dad and my husband was probably not going to be enough social interaction for myself. So I came across this lovely organisation called Network Ireland Waterford Branch. And I went and I joined. Even with trepidation, I walked into the room and I received this lovely welcome from everybody who was there. And that was almost 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So it has been a pretty quick rise to the top.
That's it. Like, I know myself, I'm part of the Network Ireland maybe 6 years. Mm-hmm. But one thing about it is how you put so much time into the network. For people that don't know, before we even jump into all the events, there's so much for us to talk about. Tell people, what is Network Ireland?
So Network Ireland is a group of women who work in a variety of industries, in their own businesses or for employers, who are interested in sharing, supporting, collaborating, leading other people and just helping each other along.
Yeah.
And one of the, I suppose, not side effects, but one of the results of that is that you actually find yourself growing.
Yeah.
And your own personal professional development come along.
Yeah.
On the journey.
Yeah. What I found anyway with the network is that if I don't know somebody that can do something, there's a referral or someone else.
Absolutely.
Or a recommendation.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everyone. But one thing about the network is that everybody supports each other, and actually they do go to each other's events and they do go to each other's businesses. And this is something that's encouraged by you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No, we're very conscious that we want to, for want of a better word, shop the network and to keep as much business as we can local.
Yeah.
And like, you know, so if you're in need of a lawyer, an accountant or a social media or AI person, we know somebody. There's probably somebody in the branch who knows how to do that, or they're a friend of somebody.
Exactly.
Within the branch. So there's loads of connections there.
Yeah.
For people to come for help.
And you joined in 2022.
Yes.
And that was your first year. Tell me about how you jumped from 2022, a newcomer walking through the doors, to you know, the president this year.
So 2022, I went to my first event, which was a coffee morning. And my second event that I went to was actually the Businesswoman of the Year Awards lunch. And I was blown away by the calibre and the experience and the knowledge that was in the room that day out in Waterford Castle back in May 2022.
Beautiful day. I remember the sunshine
day. It was a lovely day. And from then, I just kind of got more involved, went to a couple more events. I applied for the awards in 2023 as an employee. I didn't progress past branch finals that year, but I then applied as Emerging Businesswoman in 2024, and I went on to Nationals that year. And being part of that process was huge for me. It really kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone. I went off to events in other counties with other branches, met loads of people, and even national event that year was just awe-inspiring, I suppose, is the only words for it. So once I had gone to the finals that year, I said to the incoming president I'd love to join committee. So I joined committee for a year, and then I was approached to become vice president and awards coordinator, which we did last year, which was fantastic. And then
here you are. Well, look, last year, I don't know how you stood standing. Like, you were events coordinator last year. You didn't stop.
Awards coordinator.
Yes. Yeah. And tell me a little bit about last year and how kind of the lead up even to this.
Last year, being on the other side of the awards was just absolutely fantastic. I remember at one stage I was getting like really kind of stressed out with it all and figuring out all the bits and pieces. And my husband said to me, he's like, that joy and enthusiasm you have in your voice when you're talking to somebody and encouraging them to participate in the awards, that's your reason for doing this.
Yeah.
So just keep that front and centre,
which
I did. And I feel that as, I don't know whether it's just a women thing, but I feel it's particular to women, we don't stop and give ourselves kudos enough for all the amazing things that we do. And that's what a lot of those conversations was. Mm. It was me saying, well, look, you've done A, B and C, and then you're also doing this on the side, and that really applies here, and that makes you a stellar candidate for this category. And people were like, really? Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Do you know? So I think that's one of the things Network has given me, is that people have seen potential in me and now I'm trying to give that back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year's president, Anne-Marie, you were like a dream team together, plotting, planning and getting mm-hmm. everyone to finals and getting everyone then to the nationals.
Yeah.
So is this year, how is that kind of converted to your presidency this year?
Well, I'm in the very early stages of the planning now. We do have our first event booked, which is January 29th in the Viking Hotel. And starting at 10 a.m. that morning, what we're doing is we're doing a Work Smarter event, which I hope is going to make my life a little bit easier this year. So we have two wonderful women speaking at that event. We have Nikki Devereux, who runs Illumin Virtual, which is an online business management company. And she's going to give us tips and tricks and how to make our just admin life run that much easier.
Yeah.
And then we have Elaine Fitzgerald-McBaron, who runs a company called Verda, which is all about chronobiology and how to work with your body to get the best out of your day.
Okay.
So that's where the year is starting.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm still putting all the bits and pieces together for the remainder of the year with our new committee, which is made up of a lot of new members.
Tell me about the new committee.
New committee, so there's 13 of us in total. We're delighted to have new members on board. I think it's one of those things, like when you look at teams over time, people tend to rotate out and rotate in. And this year we have this fabulous energy of committee members who are just willing to go straight at it, go for socks and give it everything. So I'm really hoping that will come to fruition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're a good team. Who's your vice president?
Vice president this year is Kelly Han of yeah. Supplement Certified. So Kelly wasn't quite thinking about doing vice president this year, but she's jumped on it and she's in it. So it's going to be really, really great working with her on the awards coordination in the next couple of weeks when yeah. that gets launched in March.
Always great on committees to get new eyes, fresh blood in.
Absolutely.
Because things get stale so quickly with ideas and somebody might have a completely new, you know, frame of mind to put something into it. So is that something you're looking forward to with this new group?
That's something I'm really looking forward to. We've had a lot of growth in Waterford Branch in the last 3-4 years. We're up to just under 90 members at the moment, which is fantastic. So having those new ideas and even the new ways of working and skills that I don't have.
Yeah.
And having people like feel comfortable enough to come to me with ideas and say, well, what if we did it this way?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, okay.
I did come to you outside with an idea of a team bonding traitors weekend. I'm trying to, you know, I think you should consider it.
I don't know how we pull that off.
You know what? Let me think about it and I'll come back to you.
Are you willing to host it?
I really would love to do it.
Do you want to be Claudia?
No, I want to be a traitor.
Oh, do you?
No, anyway. But my husband says to me, no, you can't do that. No one's going to trust a solicitor that's a traitor. Anyway, let's keep going.
Anyway.
Your theme for the year. So last year's theme was collaboration. This year is believe.
Yes.
Tell me about this.
So I chose the theme believe because that is what Network has given to me, is that self-confidence and the belief that I can wake up on a Monday morning and rock into WLR or Wednesday yeah. evening and rock into WLR and do an interview. So it's about belief in yourself and then how that becomes belief in your business or your work or your career and the network and the power that that generates.
Yeah.
Gives you this like momentum to move forward, to take on new challenges and to take new opportunities then as they present themselves.
Yeah. And it's often the case that when someone else has belief in you, like someone like or a group like yes. Network Ireland, that it does give you the support and push you ahead.
Oh, it does. Yeah, because oftentimes we don't see it in ourselves.
Yeah.
Or we're too busy looking at everything else.
Yeah.
But if somebody can come and say, right, I think you'd be really, really good to do this, even if you go away and think about it and it takes a bit of time, the idea kind of worms
the traitor thing is
the traitor's way is going to, yeah, we do it for Halloween.
I'm there. What are you looking forward to most about the year?
What am I looking forward to most about the year? Oh my gosh. I just really want everybody to get a great experience this year and to finish off the year with that iota more self-belief than they had at the start of the year. I'm planning on doing all the events will be broken down into either practical or inspirational or networking focused, so that you're getting a really good mix of everything.
Yeah.
Over the time, there's going to be lots of socialization. We're going to bring in some networking and some more coffee mornings, all that kind of stuff. So I really want everybody to get involved mm-hmm. because it's a little bit like going to the gym. Unless you go, and you don't get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't get the results. Do you know?
tell me anything that you're going to focus on and get to get new members and things like that over the next year.
Yeah, we're always looking for new members. There's a slight misconception out there that Network Ireland is only for business women or business owners, when that's not true at all. Mm-hmm. We have several local employers who have their employees as part of the programme, but we always love more, because the more we have, the better diversity we have and the more inclusivity there is. And I think there's really good opportunities for employees to put themselves forward, in particular when it comes to Business Women of the Year Awards. We have four categories there that are specifically for employees. So there's loads of opportunity to push yourself, get that shining light, and really kind of make a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And look, before I let you go, tell me, anyone looking for more information, anyone want to get involved, how can they do it and how can they attend your first event in January?
So first event in January is the 29th, which is next week, in the Viking Hotel. You can, if you're interested, you can go on and register on the website, on the national website, which is networkireland.ie, or just send me a quick email to waterford@networkireland.ie and we can figure out the logistics from there.
Brilliant. So look, congratulations. Thank you for coming in, and I wish you the very best of luck, and hopefully it'll be the most wonderful year.
Great. Thank you so much, Suzanne.
Thank you, Claire. Bye-bye.
Thanks a million. Bye-bye.
And once again, thank you to Claire for joining me in the studio. Coming up in part three, Linda Lawton from Waterford Chamber of Commerce will be joining us to speak about the South East Jobs and Skills Fair, and we'll also look ahead to the 2026 event calendar for the Chamber, so stay tuned.
The Hot Desk with Mary O'Neill on WLR.
Thanks to MK Brazel, Chartered Accountants and Tax Advisors. It's the business.
The Hot Desk with Mary O'Neill on WLR.
Thanks to MK Brazel, Chartered Accountants and Tax Advisors.
Welcome back to The Hot Desk, sponsored by MK Brazel's Chartered Accountants and Tax Advisors. I'm Suzanne Parker and I am sitting in for Mary O'Neill tonight. My final guest this evening is Linda Lawton from the Waterford Chamber of Commerce. And Linda, thank you for joining me on the programme.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, look, we're starting off January with a bang, and you barely had time to probably catch your breath from the 2025 events. But 2026, here we go. First one that we're going to be looking at today is the South East Jobs and Skills Fair that's taking place in the Granville on the 21st of February. Tell me a little bit about this. What's planned?
Yeah, though I suppose this, we've run this over the last number of years, Suzanne, and to be honest, it's a great event because it's on a Saturday. It is in the morning, you know, and people can drop in at any point throughout the day. It's completely free. We will have loads of stands of people looking for, you know, to hire people. And the first hour of the event from 9 until 10 is our sensory hour. So, as you know, Waterford is Ireland's first autism-friendly city. So we want to do our bit in that as well, and we have or to support that. So we have the first hour as a sensory hour. So that is for anybody in our neurodivergent community or those that might just prefer a quieter, more relaxed environment. They can come along from 9 to 10. And then from 10 until 2, it's open to the public and anybody can come along, see what jobs are available out there. You know, we have everybody, I suppose, from graduates up to people that are, you know, already in employment and maybe looking to make a switch, or those that might be on the live register and looking to get off it. So I suppose a full broad spectrum of jobs available. Delighted to have the support of UPMC as our sponsor for the event. And obviously the support of Waterford City and County Council and the Department of Social Protection as well. So a lovely community event for everybody. And, you know, it's a new year, new chapter. You never know what's around the corner.
And tell me, over the last couple of years, you mentioned it was quite a successful event. Are there large numbers attending events like this, the job fairs?
Oh, there is. Yeah. I mean, even though, you know, they say we're at full employment, I suppose the thing is, you know, everybody wants to kind of keep an eye out there. Yeah. There's a constant stream throughout the day. We know that a lot of the people, the companies that have been there on the day have made successful hires from it. So we know it's working, and we know obviously from the footfall that there is definitely still an interest in this particular type of event. So, you know, I mean, we wouldn't run it, to be honest, if
Absolutely.
We didn't think we'd get the numbers, you know, and we're consistently getting the numbers.
And In terms of the employers that are attending there, what type of, I know that there's different people coming from the chamber and IDA and things like that, but for someone like me, what would be there for me to go and look at the jobs fair? And I know there's probably different employers signing on daily with this, but just to give kind of people an idea.
Yeah, so we would have a lot of the multinational companies are there, SETU. We would have a lot in terms of hospitality, which is obviously always an area, a lot of tech. Yeah. As well, engineering. So really a broad spectrum from entry level right up to, you know, management level.
Brilliant. And potential employees, where would they go for information on this, or even employers looking to get more information on it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just pop onto waterfordchamber.ie and all the information is there, or they're welcome to just drop me an email. My email address is there as well, or my mobile number, and just get in touch and I can go through any of the details with them. And I suppose, look, you know, for prospective employees, you know, print off your CV, come along on the day. It's
you might leave with a job.
yeah, exactly. You know, you might leave with a job, or you certainly will leave with some contacts and potentially a change in the future. You know,
exactly.
It's no harm to be looking around all the time.
Exactly. And look, this is one of the events happening this year with the Chamber, but there's so many. You sent out the calendar, I think, from the Chamber. And there's an incredible amount going on, but we might just kind of have a look at one or two of the events, kind of talk around it, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, of course.
Business After Hours is one of your monthly events that you hold. Now, I did this in my business in April last year.
Yeah.
It was incredible. We had an absolute party on the day. But anyone that doesn't know about it or looking to get involved, tell what exactly is Business After Hours?
Yeah, so Business After Hours really is just a chance for people within the business community to network with each other. So a business will host the Business After Hours. So in your case, obviously, you went all out.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. And you get to learn about the business that is hosting, and you get to meet, obviously, with other people within the business community. And, you know, numbers can vary from small numbers to large numbers. It doesn't matter. It's about who you meet on the day, make some connections, and you never know when you might need that person in the future. And that's how, you know, that's how a business community builds.
Yeah.
And so we see it as it's free to attend. We see it as a very important part of our offering in terms of networking. And and look, just very easy, you know, pop in after work. You're still at home at 7:30. It's only, you know, for an hour or two in the evening, and well worth doing.
And with the Business After Hours, it's invite only, so it's only for chamber members to attend?
No, anybody in business can attend. So
Brilliant.
If you are hosting Business After Hours, the host company is more than welcome, obviously, to invite your clients, which I know you did. And you can also, people in business can bring a friend, or you can just, you know, if you see it coming out on social media or wherever, you can just book in online through waterfordchamber.ie and come along and attend on the evening.
Fantastic. Another series that caught my eye as part of the event is the AI Innovation Series. Now, AI, as we can even see in this morning's or yesterday's papers and everything, it's big at the moment. Tell me a little bit about the series that you're running.
Yeah, so this is a series that the Walton Institute actually run. They ran it last year and this year. And I suppose, given Kevin Doolan's involvement with the Chamber as the president last year, we partnered on this event. So they host it, and I suppose we partner with them in terms of promotion, but also, I suppose, getting the word out there to the business community. AI isn't going away.
Yeah.
In fact, it is only going to get bigger. So these are workshops throughout the year that will help you in business, get you a better understanding. I mean, you know, we all know what ChatGPT is at this point, but what else is out there in terms of how you can make your business more effective, you know, better offering. And this is a practical guide to that. It's an hour, it's online, you jump on, you get some learning, and you jump off again. So definitely well worth keeping an eye on. That the details of that will go out through social media, through ourselves, through Walton, through SETU, and also, obviously, all of these events will be on waterfordchamber.ie.
And again, that event, and I'm thinking of this even for myself, who is that open to log on and go on to?
Anybody.
Okay.
anybody can attend it. So even with that one, you know, it could be people working in a business, business owners, could be just somebody generally interested in AI. There's no restrictions at all.
Brilliant. Regional Leisures Programme, something that I was involved in 2021, feels like a lifetime ago. Mm-hmm. It was the middle of COVID. It's completely different now. Tell everyone about the Regional Leisures Programme.
Yeah, so I suppose the Regional Leaders Programme is designed by the business community for the business community. And it is, I suppose, people in business with experience working with people who might be starting in their journey or who are looking to manage up or looking just for that bit of guidance. I mean, we have had CEOs, CFOs, senior managers in multinationals on the programme. We've had people in startup and people at entry level. And really the idea behind it is that you work one-to-one with your mentors or coaches, and you also then have a monthly networking opportunity through our group sessions. So we would have various lunches or talks or panel discussions with keynote speakers all around different areas of leadership. So that could be emotional intelligence, it could be around strategic thinking, and so on and so forth, change management, and all the different topics that would come in under that leadership umbrella.
Yeah.
Hugely popular. I mean, this is, I think, God, we must be on nearly year 10 at this stage. And, you know, it's something that just keeps evolving. We work very closely with our mentors and coaches and with past participants to, you know, to build on it. And we have a very exciting arm of it coming this year in the next couple of months as well, called the Innovators. So we haven't announced this yet now, so you're getting your little exclusive.
Great.
So the Innovators will be an arm of it specifically for future entrepreneurs and innovators.
Okay.
And that would be that they would work again very closely with a mentor and get a practical guide to growing their business or whatever their innovation is, yeah. You know, bringing it to market, looking for pitching for investment, et cetera, et cetera. So, so I suppose it's just, we really want to encourage entrepreneurship across the Southeast. We know that there are gifted minds out there that are building incredible things in the garage, and we want to just give them every support going forward. And look, it doesn't have to be somebody coming up with, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to be Jeff Bezos or whoever, but if somebody has a good idea or that they have, you know, they've started their business and they're maybe in year two, year three, and they really need to grow, or, you know, maybe somebody like Clearcom a couple of years ago who wanted to go international and really wanted to look at raising finance and, you know, just need a strong international mentor, then this will be the arm of the program for them.
Brilliant. And then lastly, the highlight of probably of the year, the Chamber Awards, looking towards the end. Tell me a little bit about this. I know it's very early days at the moment.
Yeah, so the awards will be in mid-November. It's a great event every year. You know, it's I suppose it is the highlight on the calendar, and we will have a category for everybody. Our judging panel will remain completely independent. And really, I suppose we would say at this time of year, just to encourage people to start thinking about it, start thinking about entering for the awards. And, you know, just it's all about looking to the future and, you know, how well you've done this year and why are you better this year than last. And it's a good one, and it's a great way to end the year for everybody.
Brilliant. And look, before I go and before we finish up, anyone looking for more information on the events or how to join the Chamber, where should they go?
Yeah, so all events are listed on waterfordchamber.ie, and you can go in there and you can register to attend any of our events. And as I say, my email and my phone number is up there as well. So if anybody wants to give me a shout to ask any more questions, there's no problem at all. Just get in touch. We're always looking for ideas and for new events, and in any way we can support the business community through events, we're absolutely happy to do that.
Brilliant. Linda, thank you so much for joining me on the programme, and I wish you the very best of luck with the year ahead.
Thanks a million, Suzanne.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
That's it from me, Suzanne Parker, on the Hot Desk for tonight and for this week. I will be joining you again next week, and I have some great guests lined up to call into me in the studio. So I will see you next Wednesday. In the meantime, John O'Shea is up next for WLR Gold with some great tunes on the way. And don't forget, you can catch up and listen to tonight back on the podcast at WLR.com. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful evening.
The Hot Desk with Mary O'Neill on WLR.
Thanks to MK Brazel, Chartered Accountants and Tax Advisors.